Hello, test 1, 2, 3. Music.com Chuck Show. Turn that little shaking noise off. And I'm just playing guitar. I was in the chat room Wednesday. Wednesday. And W. Monk, also known as Thomas Peter, told me about finger picking. Showed me a video. And now I can do this. Not very well. So, just typing something into the chat room there. The reason I'm playing guitar is because I'd like to play some Chuck guitar modification programs, guitar synths. We'll get to that in a minute. First, I want to tell you about the sound that you're hearing. It's being created by an electric guitar without using the pickups of the guitar. I don't know if I've mentioned this invention to you in a previous show, I forget. But me and Ari, Dr. Justice, are working on this invention. He's in Sweden. I'm in Florida, USA. And what we do is we have magnets under the strings, a wire running down the back of the neck, and a transformer buried under the guitar, a little toggle switch that switches between invention and factory pickups. I'll switch to the factory pickups now. You can hear that. The guys are joking with me in the chat room. I'm doing a commercial. Yeah, it's an infomercial. It's the first electromusic.com infomercial. Not available in stores. $99.95. The guitar modification invention kit. Well, I'll tell you a little more about the invention later. But first, let me go to my show 13. This is show number 13 of the electromusic.com Chuck Show. I have a guitar processors directory. And I have a number of guitar processors. Some of them are good. Some of them are not so good. We're going to try a few of them and see how they go. This is one called Primal. Now I've got the regular microphone program running in parallel with the guitar effect program. And the guitar effect program will modify my voice. So what you hear may be a little bit freaky. But let's give this first one a try. It's called Primal 2 because it's very primal. I wrote it myself. With Thunder by Key Jazz and Rain by WPPK. So the three of us in a collaborative effort wrote it. Volume on that one. It was too loud. Sorry to blast your eardrums. Whoops. This is the primal effect. Not too impressed with it. So let's put that one away. Here's one that W. Monk wrote recently. This one sounds like bleeps and water drops. He's working with the FFT and IFFT. Iwana of Chuck. Let's try it. Okay, in the chat room, hold on a moment. The effect won't go off. So let me remove the last process. Everybody, we're experiencing technical difficulties on the Chuck Show. I've gone into emergency mode where I just unjacked the netbook and you're listening to me talking directly into the netbook. Let me take a look at what's going on in the chat room. Okay, guys, tell me if you can hear me now. We had some technical difficulty with that primal program. It locked up Chuck. Chuck is now sadly wounded in the software world of the Emac that's sitting on my desk. You're hearing the guitar in my voice going into the microphone of the netbook, into Edcast, transmitting wirelessly through a cable modem to the server in Norway, where it gets distributed to the world, and to you. I'm going to reboot the Emac in the hope of bringing Chuck back to life. We're hoping that Chuck will once again play nice with us. Which it usually does after a reboot. So let me stop playing guitar for a moment. And shut everything down. Goodbye, guys in the chat room. That always freaks them out when I leave the chat room during a show, or right before a show. Let's restart this computer. Oh, you're here to hear music, so let's play this same monotonous thing over and over again. I don't play it very well, but I do enjoy this finger picking stuff. Computer slowly reboots. While we're waiting for the computer to reboot, let's listen to another infomercial. This will be an eChuck infomercial. I'm looking at the 3-inch by 5-inch eChuck circuit board right now. one I'm going to keep. The other three have been mailed out to people who may or may not be working on them, or are about to be mailed out. We've rebooted. And logging in. Let me change up a little and play a D chord instead of an E chord with this little finger picking stuff. Oh, this is the factory pickups. Let's switch to the invention. E-Chuck, I haven't mentioned to you on the show. Let's get to the chat room now that we've rebooted. E-Chuck is Electronic Chuck. The idea is that we would like to take circuitry, little bitty chips, resistors, and capacitors, put it all on little postage stamp sized circuit boards, very small circuit boards that do chuck things, like a sine wave oscillator with modulation input. Or, hello everybody in the chat room, I'm back. Processor that does an FFT or an IFFT or a Boolean sequencer or a CAR plus strong string synthesis algorithm or a filter or a bias circuit, an AC coupling circuit, a jack to and from your computer. And all these little postage stamp-sized circuit boards get connected with solid wires into what we call a sculpture, an E-Chuck sculpture. In a way, it's kind of the duality of a traditional synthesizer, the yin of the yang of the synthesizer world, because a traditional synthesizer, big or small, is usually contained in an enclosure or a panel, and we use jacks with wires, hookup wire, cables, create sort of a rat's nest of connections on the front of the thing. And then we reach around through those wires and turn the knobs and make the magic of synthesizers happen. But with E-Chuck, there's no enclosure. Go to an A chord. And E-Chuck can communicate with Chuck through the line-in jack and the headphone jack. And you can use Chuck to simulate E-Chuck. Anyway, that's what E-Chuck is all about. There's some growing momentum. Different people are working on E-Chuck projects. I'm working on a circuit board for the next one. Kind of like that E chord best. Thank you.
let me begin Chuck once again. Let's hope that Chuck behaves himself. Start the virtual machine. Run the microphone. Put my headphones on. And try this out. Hello, test 1, 2, 3. Let me plug in.
Let's see how that works. Does it work?
Did you just hear silence? Because I didn't see the meter move. Folks, we have technical difficulty. I'm going to have to do the whole Chuck show without Chuck. Let's take a look at what's going on in the chat room. Shane is having a Red Bull. Likes the occasional Red Bull. I can certainly understand that. Let's see here. Shane, I'm not sure what the technical difficulty is. I'm in emergency backup mode. I've got the netbook running, picking up the sound in the room with its microphone and broadcasting that. And I'm sitting here talking and playing guitar badly. A little thing I like to call Les plays bad guitar. Well, if I try to fix the problem, then I have to get quiet and we're going to have dead air. I'm talking to the guys in the chat room. Shane says, Les, can you DJ some Chuck music? You know what? Let me try that. The microphone program is not working properly. However, I may be able to play a Chuck song using the operating system of the Emac. The Chuck Show without Chuck. Shane, well, if you need to bail out, we can put Jan's machines on for 30 minutes. No way! I don't need to bail out. I'm having fun, Shane. Let's play Breeze by Scott Smallwood of Plork. I'll plug in and give it a play, and let's see what happens.
In action. I'm going to turn off the mic and let you listen to the rest of Breeze by Scott Smallwood. Wasn't That Nice? Breeze by Scott Smallwood of Plork. Guess what, everybody? Sunshine has joined us. Sunshine is on vacation up in northern Florida somewhere, central Florida. Listening, tuned in. I'd like to share with you, Sunshine, that I learned a little bit of finger picking. One technique, you can hear it right now. And there's something else I learned. Let me see if I can remember how to do this. Stop coughing. She's always looking out for my best interest. And Rob recognizes the UFO song. Found this fingering that I'm playing now. Oops. The mothership crashed. Well, you get the idea. I found five fingerings covering three octaves for that little ditty. Chat room today. We have Blue Hell, Blue Jay, Edison Rex, who just did a wonderful show that I enjoyed so much. Very relaxing and pleasant. Got me in the right mood. Antimon is here, Stefan. Demonoza, who has mentioned he wants to check out the Chuck table. Speaking of which, I should mention electromusic.com's festival, the EM09 festival. It's going to be in New Jersey on Halloween weekend. I don't know much other details. Sunshine is leaving us. She's got smoking turkey on the grill. Thanks for stopping in, Sunshine. And I'm going to have a Chuck table. And I'm going to bring this modified guitar. We're going to send Chuck into the guitar amp and crank it loud. And if you have a memory stick, I have 6 gigabytes of Chuck files, programs, songs, and other stuff that I've collected over the past almost 2 years now. EM09 will mark my 43rd birthday and my second year with electromusic.com. So anyway, Demonoza is here. Dr. Offset of Lunetta fame. Doug Burt, the ever-present Doug Burt, myself, inventor, Moho Yoho is here, and Mono is here on OS 10, Rob or Muid Lumens is here, my buddy Shane is here, and Sound. 13 members in the chat room. Hey Shane, how many listeners do we have right now? Or Jan? Okay. About the guitar processors. Maybe we'll try one more guitar processor. See if it crashes Chuck as well. Ha ha ha. Let's try. Oh my gosh, 17 listeners. The show is getting slowly more popular. I don't know why 17 people would want to listen to me ramble, but let me start up this Key Jazz Psychedelic guitar effect processor and see what it sounds like. Continue to work. I think it's working. This is called multi-delay. I wrote it this week. It has four delay lines, 256 milliseconds each, in series with their output summed together, if you follow that. And it sounds like this. Hello?
Hello.
Test. 1, 2, 3. It's kind of like an echo, but it's really four copies of the voice. I don't know. Sounds a little richer. A little spacey. Oh, Shane says the psychedelic was awesome. He liked it. Maybe we'll have a few minutes at the end of the show to play it again. Now, Stefan, Antimon, he made one too. But you know, I didn't have time to test it. So I'm not gonna risk it. Messing something up. Okay, that's enough of that. Little multi-delay action. That was kind of cool. What am I gonna do next? I'll tell you what I'm gonna do next. I have written something kind of fun. I mentioned to you about eChuck. And it's time, coming up soon in the next few weeks or a month or two, to work on another eChuck circuit board. And I got to thinking about it, and I decided that the best thing to do would be to make, oh no, I'm going to say it again, a Boolean sequencer. And add a CAR plus strong string synthesis algorithm implemented in hardware to the output of it. Here's what it sounds like. I mentioned to you that eChuck is set up in such a way that Chuck can be used to simulate eChuck. It's a prototype to test it. So I wrote some Chuck code that performs the string synthesis CAR plus strong algorithm in a way that's analogous to what the hardware is capable of. Program. Oh, I'm I'm sorry, Jan corrects me. Moho Yoho will be doing the spaceport this week. Thank you, Jan. I saw that and I forgot. Very forgetful sometimes. Well, we can't listen to that forever. So let's listen to something else. How about Strat 12? This is another program with random logic generation that creates 10 one-minute guitar songs, and we're going to give it a listen. After that, I'll have a few minutes to close the show and say goodbye. So let's hear this.
Thank you.
Whoa. Silence. Chuck once again chose to stop working. Technical difficulties abound. The microphone program. Twice on the show. We are back in emergency mode to close the show. We're running a little bit over time now. Shane, you're doing the switching. Let me know when you'd like to switch me off. And we'll listen to Boho Yoho. Spaceport 09. Emergency mode, Rob says. All hands to battle stations. It's all chucked up. Oh no. The EMAC. My poor little EMAC. Shane is switching, so goodbye, everybody. See you next week. Dr. Off said, dilithium crystals. She can't take it, Captain. All hands to the switch. Off? I don't know. Switch me on, switch me off. Get ready, Mark. I guess I'm still broadcasting. Thank you for listening, everybody. Had a good time. In the future, we'll have more Les Plays Bad Guitar. Infomercials coming up with new ways to entertain you, all related to Chuck. Okay, Shane says on air, so I will disconnect. Let me make sure. Can I disconnect? Can I disconnect? Can I disconnect? Error. Out of things to say. Error. I'm going to disconnect. Okay, goodbye, everybody.